What we hope to hear on the budget side, I'll start with, is a starting point for the discussion regarding state aid for public education. That is one that recognizes that we have been through a very difficult time for the last few years, and it is time to get that foundation aid formula back on track and get rid of or greatly reduce the gap elimination adjustment.
The governor has come up with a circuit breaker tax property tax plan. Do you think that will put more of a squeeze on school budgets?
It certainly will, and I'm sure that's what it's intended to do. This is kind of like, you know, how many times do we have to be advised to stay at or below the cap? We had a tax cap followed by last year's tax freeze, which is still being implemented, and now we have what we're calling either a tax credit or a circuit breaker, all of which are tied to this imposition that those government agencies, such as school boards, must stay at or below their tax cap. You know, we're the only organization that has to take our budget to the vote, to the voters, which we will do on May 19th. We have a kind of a self-imposed tax cap already.
State aid to schools, what number do you expect? What number do you hope to hear? What kind of an increase are you hoping for?
We have joined with what we call the Educational Conference Board, which is seven of the largest statewide organizations, and together we came up with a number of $1.9 billion in additional state aid. And we broke that down into returning a significant portion to the foundation aid formula, paying down a significant portion of the gap elimination adjustment, and paying for new initiatives that are associated with the Common Core and other sorts of learning standards and curriculum and technology that are coming into play.
Governor Cuomo and the New York State United Teachers are really far apart. There's a real polarization there between these two sides. Where does that leave the school board when the governor and the largest teachers union in the state are really at odds?
You know, we're really walking the fine line as an organization, which is not unlike what happens with school boards at the local level. My school boards have to figure out how do we provide a high-quality educational program at a price that the community says they can afford. And I think we're seeing that kind of played out at the state level with NYSET and other organizations saying, we want more money, more resources, we want to get rid of charter schools, et cetera, et cetera. And the governor saying, I need more assurances that there is quality in the delivery, quality in the performance, that you're meeting certain expectations. And so we kind of find ourselves having to bridge both of those extenuating positions, extended positions, and it is going to be difficult this year, but we'll find ourselves some of the time associated with the New York State United Teachers and the people that are calling for certain things where we strongly agree and support. But I suspect from a management perspective, there will be things that the governor is proposing that we'll find to be attractive.
In about 5 months, school boards and school districts will be putting their budgets out for a vote. What's happening right now? Are the budgets being put together, or do you have to hear first what's coming tomorrow?
A lot of the budgets are being put together right now, for sure. We do know from the state comptroller's office what the anticipated consumer price index number is, so what you can expect will be the tax cap for the state. And I think it's like 1.62%, something like that. I don't have that in front of me right now, but it's something around there. So right now I have that bit of information to work off of. I have some sense of what my enrollment's going to be. I probably have some sense of retirements. Maybe there are some new programs and services that my community has sought. So I have information that has got me started, but certainly tomorrow will be when we hear budget numbers from the governor. That'll be a good starting point. And then, of course, that's only the starting point. The actual state budget will not be known until probably around April 1, and that's when we can really start putting things together.
Teacher evaluation has been a real sticking point in all things education, it seems, especially between the governor and the teachers' unions. What kind of a program do you hope to see come out, a fair teacher evaluation in your mind?
You know, when it's all said and done, what we have is high-quality teaching and learning, preparing students for what awaits them after graduation. We have created, in my mind, this kind of very overly complex, overly bureaucratic not working approach to annual professional performance reviews, teacher and principal evaluations. We've done it to ourselves, and I'm hopeful that we can come back to the drawing board and say, all right, there are elements of this thing that are simply not working. They're never going to work. Let's figure out a better way and do this fairly, but let's make sure that it's done in a way that's going to allow for us to improve outcomes for students.